This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that a major transformation has taken place in rail connectivity with the operationalization of the rail link between Jammu and Kashmir. Addressing the gathering after flagging off the extended Srinagar-Jammu Vande Bharat Express service from Jammu Tawi Railway Station today, Mr. Vaishnaw said it will benefit passengers from all over the country by providing access by railway to the hilly region of Jammu and Kashmir. He said, keeping in view the rising passenger demand, the number of coaches in this train has been increased from 80 to 20.
Today, the train service between Jammu and Kashmir has been upgraded. The Vande Bharat service, which was inaugurated last year by the Honorable Prime Minister, has now been expanded from an 8-coach train to a 20-coach train. The service that earlier operated from Katra to Srinagar has been extended and will now start from Jammu. This will be a major benefit for all the people of Jammu and Kashmir. Since the inauguration of the railway line, the people of the valley have experienced significant benefits.
Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister of State and PMO, Dr. Jitendra Singh said, the introduction of this direct train service to Jammu and Kashmir is set to significantly enhance ease of travel, improve logistics efficiency, and promote ease of doing business across the region. The regular services of Srinagar-Jammu Vande Bharat Express will begin from Saturday. The first service will depart from Jammu Tawi at 6:20 in the morning and will halt at Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra, Riyasi and Banihal stations. The train is scheduled to reach Srinagar at 11:10 a.m. after completing the journey in around 4 hours and 50 minutes. On its return journey, the train will leave Srinagar at 2 in the afternoon and arrive at Jammu Tawi at 6:50 p.m. on the same day. The government has notified the promotion and regulation of online gaming rules 2026, which will come into force from tomorrow, marking a significant step in regulating India's rapidly expanding online gaming sector. The rules operationalize the provisions of the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Act 2025, aimed at ensuring user safety while promoting innovation and growth in the industry. The Defence Research and Development Organisation today highlighted that BrahMos Aerospace revenue has crossed 5,200 crore rupees for the year 2025-26. In a social media post, the DRDO said that the new Lucknow facility has started rolling out the first batch of missiles within a year of commencing operations. It also said that BrahMos Aerospace is also steadily growing its footprint in the world market with two export orders worth 4,000 crore rupees signed in 2025-26, meeting a considerable defence export target set by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. BrahMos Aerospace is meeting all the requirements of armed forces within stipulated timelines. The Election Commission, EC, has introduced a QR code-based photo identity card system through its ECI Net platform to eliminate the possibility of any unauthorized person from entering the counting centres. The poll body has said that the initiative will come into effect from 4th of next month during the counting of votes for assembly polls in Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, West Bengal and Puducherry, along with by-elections in 7 assembly constituencies across 5 states. According to the Commission, the QR code-based verification will be a crucial layer in a newly implemented 3-tier security system. It added that at the first and second levels, identity cards issued by the returning officer will be checked manually. The India Post Payments Bank, IPPB, today announced the launch of its self-help group, SHG Savings Account, a dedicated service aimed at advancing financial inclusion and empowering women-led SHGs across rural India. The Ministry of Communication said that the account will provide a simple, accessible and zero-cost banking solution that aligns with national priorities of inclusive growth and sustainable livelihoods. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru have set a target of 156 runs for Gujarat Titans at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Gujarat Titans were 86 for 2 in 7 overs when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, Royal Challengers Bengaluru scored 155 in 19.2 overs. Devdutt Padikkal contributed 40 of 24 for Bengaluru. And with that, we end this news bulletin.